All right, ladies, welcome to day number 12 of the Uncommon Woman Challenge. Tonight we are talking about the power of writing, and I'm so excited for so many different reasons. I'm going to go ahead and state the affirmation. If you guys have your journal in front of you, please, please, please say this with me out loud. I believe when you speak something out loud, it carries way more power. And we talked about that the other day. When we say it in our head, it's a meditation. When we speak it, it's an affirmation. It's a prayer. It's a declaration. And it literally goes out. Our words go out and they start to create whatever it is that we're saying out of our mouth. That's why we have to be so careful with the words that we speak out of our mouth. So today's affirmation simply says, today I will write out my visions and goals. I write in my journal often to keep my head and mind clear for new ideas to come in. I write because I know writing makes it real. Today, I will write out my visions and goals. One more time. Today, I write out my visions and goals. I write in my journal often to keep my head and my mind clear for new ideas to come in. I write because I know writing makes it real. So today, I will write out my visions and my goals. One of the many reasons, other than the fact that we are instructed to write the vision and make it plain, one of my other reasons for loving to journal so much is because I have been journaling and writing in my journal for years, and I want to say it's almost magical. Magical sometimes is a word that we use when we can't explain how it actually happens. So we say it's like magic. I cannot explain it, how when you write, it really does make things real. It blows my mind when I go over some of my previous journals and I look over the things that I wrote about, and I'm actually living the reality of the things that I had written years ago. So one of the reasons why I enjoy writing so much is because many of you know, and for those that don't know, that I failed the ninth grade 3 times, dropped out of high school, never got my GED, never got my high school diploma. My husband, the same thing. He dropped out of school in the 8th grade. He never even made it to high school. He dropped out of the 8th grade and just started working, doing little odds and end jobs, and has never gone back to get his formal training or formal education as well. So my oldest daughter is the only one that has a high school diploma in our house, but we have written our way to success. We have literally written our way to success. I often say that my husband and I, what we do for a living is we dream for a living. And I want you guys to adopt that as well. I want you to start thinking that that's what you do for a living. You dream for a living. You don't work for a living. You don't work at Care First or whatever corporation you work at. You dream for a living, because what you dream about, you can bring it about by writing it out. And the scripture tells us to write the vision and make it plain. And I believe that so often that we don't do the little things that we're instructed to do because they're so simple. And us as human beings, we like to make things complicated. We're accustomed to the word struggle. We're accustomed to the word hustling and grinding and all of that stuff. And we don't have to live that way. We don't have to hustle. We don't have to grind. People say that all the time, I'm out here grinding. You don't have to be out there grinding. If you know your purpose and you have a vision for that thing, you don't have to be out there grinding all willy-nilly. You should be focused and dreaming, literally dreaming for a living. So when the scripture tells us to ask and we shall receive, we have to think, how often are we asking? Or when the scripture tells us to write the vision, how often are we doing these simple, simple things that are so simple that we often overlook them because they're too simple? We think, oh, it can't be that easy. There's got to be something else to it. There really isn't anything else to it. When I was on welfare, my rent was $1.50. I was writing, I was journaling and writing about some of the things that I'm doing today. Not all of them, because I didn't see the full picture then, and I still don't see the full picture. Don't let me make you think that I know all of what's going on or what's going to happen with my purpose and in my life. But when I was on welfare, in that townhome that we were living in, I was writing as if I was already living my dreams. And I'm telling you, most of the things that I wrote back then, I am living them now. Until I started to go to church more and go to more workshops and get coaching for myself, I learned how to really write things down. So oftentimes when we think about journaling and writing things down, we usually take that and start writing about all the stuff that pissed us off that day or all the negative things that are happening in our lives. And a lot of people do feel a release when they do journal that way. That is one way to write and to let things go. If you want to keep it for memory's sake, that's one thing. But if that's something that you do on a daily basis, you come home and you write about everything that pissed you off, you are recreating that same scenario to show up the next day. So if you are the type of person that writes out of anger, maybe you can transition into writing what it is that you feel just so you can get it off of your chest and then throwing it away. Get rid of it if you are not strong enough to just keep it somewhere as a memory, which I really don't recommend. But if that's what you want to do, keep those angry days and angry letters, that's up to you. I advise not to. I advise to only write down the things that you want to manifest into your life. When my marriage sucked, I would write down all the time, my husband pissed me off so bad today. I cannot believe he didn't bring me flowers home for work. Like, that's what I was writing. So that's what I kept getting until I learned the power of writing and I started writing, even though at that time it was not the truth. We talked about that the other night, calling those things that are not as if they are. When I learned that I should be writing things that I want to manifest, I started switching that, saying, I totally enjoy when my husband brings me flowers home from work. He wasn't doing it at the time, but eventually he started to. So that's one thing, before I even get into my points, that's one thing I want you guys to take into your journal time. Don't be afraid to write things that scare you or to write things that are not happening now. So the points that I want to share with you on tonight, there's 6 points that I want to share with you, and then I want to get into quickly the areas that I want you guys to consider. And then I want to share with you four different journals that I believe every uncommon woman should have. So the first point that I want you to think about during your journaling time is that the ideas that come to you are coming for a reason. All the wonderful ideas and things that you get throughout your day, they are coming to you for a reason. They're not just coming out of nowhere. If these are ideas that are to benefit you, your family, and the world in itself, those ideas are coming from God. Write them down. Write them down. When the ideas come to us, our job is simply to write them down. The scripture tells us to write the vision. It's not a one-time event. It's an everyday event. The second point is that, during your journaling time, if it's something that you are writing down that can be measured, always remember to schedule a date for it. If you don't set a date, you will procrastinate. I'm going to say that again. If you do not set a date on your goals, you will procrastinate. When we write things down and we don't put a date to it, we kind of leave it up to one day. And we say, oh, one day this will happen. One day, hopefully, this is how my life is going to turn out. And we leave it up to chance, or we think somehow God's going to make it happen for us, when that is not his job. Our job is to be diligent and be responsible for the ideas that he gives us. So during your journaling time, always remember, if you don't set a date, you will procrastinate. The next point is, actually, I'm sorry, I just did say that. When you say one day, you take the responsibility off of yourself. So that was the same point. The next point is your goals are your roadmap. When you write things down, it is your roadmap for your life. It's just like going on a vacation. You pack up in the car, you say you're going to go to Ocean City, but you don't know how to get there. It's the same thing when we wake up every single day and we have no written goals. We're just going to live off of the goals that everybody else has set out for us, our bosses, our parents, our children, our spouses. If we don't have those personal goals set for ourselves, we will go off of the roadmap that everybody else has laid out for us. So always remember that your goals are your roadmap to your life. The next point is when you don't have written goals, you are subject to whichever way the wind blows. And this goes on with the point that I just stated, but I want to reiterate that because it's so true. Think about if you have written goals for the day, if you write your goals tonight, and then for tomorrow, when you wake up and you read over your goals again, and one of your friends contact you or a coworker or somebody invites you somewhere, you know that the answer has to be no because you have your goals written and you are committed to them. We talked about being committed. You will no longer just go whichever way the wind blows when you have your goals written down. Something about writing it down, it makes it so real. The next point is when you write down your goals, make sure you start from the end destination. So if you want to write a book, you want to write, I am the author of blank. I sell blank amount of copies of my book a day, a year, a month, or whatever. You want to start with the end in mind. And how you're going to make that happen, I promise you, the how will come to you as long as you are diligent in writing down your goals and being consistent with them every single day. So write in the present tense, write as if the thing that you want is already in your life and express gratitude for them. And the last point is to, before I get into the different areas, and this is so huge, I want you guys to get this. When you write down your goals, take fast action on them. When you write down your goals, when the ideas come to you, do something about it immediately, whether if that goal requires a phone call, a meeting, a workshop, whatever that goal requires, take action fast. Don't sit with it. Don't hover over it. Don't share it with everybody else that you know before and get all of their opinions on it before you actually take action on it, because I know I can speak for myself, and I know if I opened up this line, there would be other women that could attest to this. We've gotten ideas, and we've written them down, but because we thought about it too long, we thought ourselves out of it. So when you're writing your goals, make a commitment to yourself that you are going to take fast action. And oftentimes we don't want to make a move because we are afraid to fail. Oh, goodness. I want you guys to understand failure is not a bad thing. It is so not a bad thing. It may hurt. It may sting. But all successful people know that failure is a part of the process, and they look forward to falling fast so they can get that failure out of the way and then on to the next success. So don't worry about failing. You're going to fail. That's a promise. On your journey to your goals, you're going to have some bumps and bruises on the way. But don't give up. Uncommon women don't give up. They literally get back up, learn the lesson, and keep it moving. So, excuse me, always remember to take fast action. I don't care how silly the instruction is that God is giving you, do it. You don't answer to anyone else but your God, and let that be the only person that you are concerned about the opinion of God, and that is it. So the areas of your life that I want you guys to consider writing about, And this is so important because a lot of times we don't think that we can go this detailed in writing the vision for our lives. Like I said, we'll go to church or go to a workshop and get a good idea. Oh, I feel like God is telling me to start a nonprofit business, or God is telling me to mentor young girls, and then we leave it there, and we leave the rest of our life to chance. And we say, well, we're praying about it, or I'm meditating on it. No, I want us to actually take charge and sit down with your journal, with your pen, with a cup of tea, with some water, a candle, and make this a date for yourself. You're writing out your life. This is your life we're talking about. This isn't a pair of shoes or a purse, although all that stuff is cute and important and has its time and its place, but we are talking about your life. So the areas of your life that I want you to consider when you go have your journal time, I'm going to go through these as quickly as I possibly can, is this question right here: what do you want to do for the rest of your life? What is your brand? Who are you? Think about that. What do you want to do for the rest of your life? And not saying that when you say, I want to do this for the rest of my life, that it has to stay this way. Remember, we're always going through seasons, and our purpose is ever changing. As we grow, we need to revisit our questions, our life questions. So think about, what is your brand? And then I want you to write down, I am here too. And I want you to finish that sentence. What are you here for? This goes back to your purpose. What are you here to do? What is your brand? What do people seek you out for? What do people call you for? What do people ask you questions about? What do you want to do for the rest of your life? For me, I want to inspire people for the rest of my life. How that comes out, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just going to go with wherever my spirit and my intuition is guiding me. The second thing, second area of your life, I want you to write a vision for your marriage. If you're married, write about that, where you want to see your marriage. If you are not married, I want you to write down, what kind of man do you want? We often say, I just want a man. No, be more specific. Do you want him to be a God-fearing man? What kind of man do you want him to be? Do you want him to be an alpha male? What kind of man do you want him to be? Write down the vision for your marriage. If you are married, think about the areas of your life in your marriage in which could be tweaked, what could be revisited. Is it your sex life in your marriage? Is it your dating life in your marriage? Is it your communication? Write out how you want to see your marriage in your life. The next thing, the next area is for your family. If you have children, even if you don't have children, you are your family. What do you see for your family? What kind of traditions do you want to start? What legacy do you want to leave for your children or for your family? These are all visions. These are all areas of our lives that we have control over. We can often, sometimes people get upset when we see other people being successful or living the life of their dreams, but we don't know the work that they put in to do that. We don't know what they were doing. I'm always reminded of Mary, Mary's song, you don't know how much I prayed. You don't know how much I gave. You don't know. We don't know. But this is the work that goes into creating the life that you ultimately say that you want to have. That pen in your hand and that blank piece of paper is your ticket to life. It is your key to success. It is the way, the proper way to really create the life that you say that you want to have. Not mentioning the fact that we are instructed to write the vision. It's a commandment. Write the vision and make it plain. So what do you want to see for your family? What traditions, what legacy do you want to leave? The next one, number four, is your personal growth and development. What books do you need to purchase? What classes do you need to take? What courses do you want to take? What do you want your personal growth and development to look like? I love that number four because I write a lot, obviously. I write a lot about personal growth and development. But it's always so interesting to go back into my old journals to see how much I've grown, to see how far I've come, and to express gratitude for that. Being able to track your life is so exciting. It's so exciting. You may think that it's a tedious task, but it's fun. This is your life. This is your life. Number five, the other area that I want you to write about is your career. What is your career? What is your calling? Write that out. What is it that you want to do for money? Excuse me. How do you want to earn your money? Write that out if it's starting your own business, or if it's going up in the company that you're in now, or being at the level that you are. If you're happy there, write about that. Write about how you can make that better, how you can tweak that. They're important areas of our lives. Number six, excuse me. Number six is I want you to write down what kind of friends and mentors do you want? What kind of friends and mentors do you want? I was on the phone with one of my friends earlier, love her to pieces, and I was talking about when you go on a job interview, you have a job interview, you have to fill out an application. Sometimes you go through several different interviews before they even consider hiring you. But us as people, when we allow friends into our lives, we just let people in. No, they don't meet any of the qualifications that we have for the standard of people that we want in our lives, more often than not, because we don't have them written down. There is absolutely nothing wrong with qualifying people to be in your life. There is nothing wrong with qualifying people to be in your life. You should have some standards of the friends and the mentors that you attract and that you keep in your life. You are valuable. You are so valuable. So you have to treat yourself as such. Dr. Mike Murdoch often says that the most important thing that we can give someone is access into our life. And that is so true because we can't ever get that time back. So you want to be mindful and write down what kind of girlfriends do you want to have in your life. I remember writing that list, and I have those type of girlfriends in my life now. I'm telling you guys, writing works. Number seven is fun. What do you like to do for fun? We are so busy taking care of everybody else. I want you to stop and think about you. And think about, what do I like to do for fun? And I want you to write about those activities. Write those things down. And also make sure you schedule time to actually do those things. So I want you to think about, what is it that you like to do for fun? Number eight is your spirituality and your rituals. What does your spirituality look like? What kind of rituals do you do? Is it meditation? Is it prayer? Is it church? Is it meeting with friends for coffee? How do you connect with your Creator? I want you to write that down, about your spirituality and the rituals that you are doing in this season of your life. Number nine is your finances. Oh, how much money do you want to earn? How much are you worth? How much do you believe that you are worth? How much money do you want to see coming into you on a weekly, biweekly, monthly, yearly basis? Oftentimes, we just take a salary that the job gives us and we're just cool with that. No, you have the power to create the finances in your life. So you want to think about, how much money do you want to earn and how much do you think you are worth? And then I want you to write down, what product or service will you create to generate that dollar amount? And the product or service, I often share this with my business coaching clients, but we can do this as well. If you're working at a job, the service that you provide to that job, how much is it worth to you? Is it time for you to go into your boss and tell him that it's your time for a raise? Are you educating yourself? Are you adding to yourself? Are you adding more skills and talents to yourself to where you can go into your boss and say, look, I've been taking these classes and I feel as though we need to reevaluate my pay. You have not because you ask not. Do not be afraid to ask for what you are worth and what you believe you deserve. The last thing that I want you, area of your life I want you to write about, is your health and fitness goals. Don't leave these things up to chance. Don't leave any of these life areas up to chance. You are at the driver's seat. You are at the driver's seat. You, that pen in that journal, can literally write your way into your future. It can write how much money you want to make. It can write the kind of relationships you want to have. It can write the kind of man that you want to have in your life. It can write a better marriage for yourself. So don't negate these areas of our life. Don't just leave them to chance and think, oh, things are going to get better. Things are not going to get better until you get better, until you decide to sit down and write and take your life serious. So the last and final point was your health and fitness goals. What do you like to do to move your body? I want you to write that down. So I want you, each and every single one of us, to have at least three journals. I want you, as soon as I get them, I can share them with you. Okay, here we go. So the three different, I'm going to say three, and then I'll tell you what the fourth one is. The three journals that I believe every uncommon woman should have, number one is a dream journal. This is a journal that you sit by your bed at night when you are sleeping. So those nights that you wake up in the wee hours of the morning, you don't have to get up and fumble, or you don't have to say, oh, I hope I remember that when I wake up in the morning. No, have a dream journal that sits by your bed every single night. And I learned this by working with one of my coaches, and she said to ask God questions before you go to sleep. So I don't do this every single night. I don't ask God a question every single night, but I do wake up in the middle of the night. If I get an idea, I write it down. If there is something that I need clarity over, I will ask the question before I go to bed. I will write it in my journal, close it. Sometimes when I wake up, I get the answer, and sometimes I don't. But I never lose faith that the answer is coming. So you want to have a dream journal. You want to set it by your bed. The next journal that you want to have, and this is a journal that you want to carry with you everywhere you go, this is a conversation with God journal. God is always talking. He is always talking. It's just a matter of who is listening and who is bold enough and courageous enough to write it down and take fast action on those things. So the next one is a My Life journal. And in your My Life journal, that's where you would write all of the questions that I just shared with you in the different areas of your life. That's where you're really going to dig deep. For me, I have this really big journal. It's a hardback journal that I use for my life journal. And I also include pictures in there. I include pictures of my family. I include pictures from magazines in there. So you want to have your life journal, the things that you want to see and do and be in this lifetime. And the last journal, this is something that I share with my business clients, but for those business owners that are on the phone, you want to have a blog and video journal. This is so key, especially for those of you who do blogging or vlogging or make videos. Have a journal where every single idea that you have to create some content is in that journal. So I'm going to go over the three journals. Number one is the dream journal. The second one is the conversation with God journal. The third one is the My Life journal. And the last one for business owners is your blog journal, your vlog journal, or your video journal, your content making journal ideas. So ladies, that is what I have for you on tonight. I'm going to go ahead and give you your homework assignment before I open up for any questions. Your homework assignment is to write down your five things that you are absolutely grateful for. And the next homework assignment, now don't get overwhelmed, y'all. Do not get overwhelmed. But I want you to write down 50 things you want to either have, do, or be in your life. 50 things I want you to, it's almost like making a bucket list. Translation, yes, bucket list. I want you to write down 50 things, and if you cannot get all 50 things done tonight, that's fine. Stick that sheet of paper in your Conversations with God journal and take it with you on your way to work. But I want you to get to 50 different things so you can see that whatever you write, if the mere fact that that idea, that vision is coming to you, it's for you, And it's going to happen. It's possible for it to happen as long as you stay in alignment with what God is calling you to do. You will manifest your dreams simply by writing them out. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the call for any questions. All right, ladies, any questions before we end on tonight?
And you said the 50 things I want to have.
Do
or
be.
And then what was the other one?
Have, do, or be. Yep.
Okay.
Who is this?
It's Carrie. Okay.
Carrie, thank you for asking that question. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions before we end on tonight?
Yes, I do, Angel. This is the FEMA. I'm missing number 4 on the 10th area of life.
Number 4 is personal growth and development. What books or classes or courses do you want to take for personal development, personal growth and development?
Okay, I got it.
Yep. Anybody else have any more questions, comments, or concerns before we end on tonight?
Angel, this is Sigella from California.
You said Alice from California?
Sigella.
Shugella, yes, I'm listening, yes.
Hi. I just wanted to add one thing that I ended up doing last year that really helped me, because when I journal, you know, you have thoughts and you're just writing it in your journal, and then when you want to go back to it, it's like, where are the words that you're looking for it?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I took those writable tabs that you peel off and I made areas in my journal. So if it was about spirituality, I had a spirituality section, I had
mm-hmm.
my health and fitness, I had my business. So when things came to me or thoughts came to me or dreams, visions, I could immediately go to that tab and
yep.
write in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to share that with the ladies. That's, you know, something that I did. I just divided up my journal, which helped me to process things a lot better, to be able to find, you know, the different sections.
That's really good, and thank you for mentioning that. That's literally exactly how I had my life journal set up as well. Yep. I have it in categories so I can go right to it, because it's not one that I carry with me all the time. So that's good. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you.
Hi, Angel.
Yes.
This is a BK. You said number 6, what you like to do for fun. What was the one after that?
Number 6, what do you like to do for fun? The number 6. Oh wait, 5, 6. Fun was number 7. The next one after that was your spirituality and the rituals that you partake in. Like now, like if it's meditation, meeting with friends, how you connect with your creator.
Okay. And
if
then
there's some
that
churches
was...
that you want to visit, write those things down.
Okay. And after that was finances, correct?
Yes, it was. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anybody else have any more questions?
Yes, Angel. This is Janine, the Conversation with God Journal. Can you reiterate on that?
The Conversation with God Journal. The Conversation with God Journal. Yes, that's the journal that you want to carry around with you everywhere you go.
Okay.
It can be a small journal. Mine is small. But it's the Conversation with God Journal is the journal you take with you everywhere. Even if you run to go get some milk, take that journal with you.
Got it. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anybody else before we end on tonight?
I do have a question. It's Terry again.
Yes.
And I even have the – I remember taking the paper and everything with me. I remember you saying that before. I think it was on a YouTube or something.
Mm-hmm.
But – taking it with me, I guess I'm just not being quiet enough to hear the things that God is telling me or speaking with me. How could I do more to be quiet enough to even open myself up to allow myself to even acknowledge that these are things I should be writing down?
What do you feel that you need to turn off in your life in this season?
I just don't know. I feel like I've turned everything off. I mean, I have a lot of kids, so, I mean, you know, that's something that's definitely loud all the time,
mm-hmm.
and there's always something that you have to do next, so I think that's happening in my mind. What's next?
Do you take time for yourself in the morning or in the afternoon or whatever prime time is good for you? Do you take that time for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And you're still not hearing anything during that time?
No.
Okay, stick with it. You will.
Okay.
Hearing from God is just like, it's building a relationship. It's building a relationship. You will get to know his voice as long as you stick with it. And as long as you continue to pray, continue to ask and seek, and you will start to hear from God. Just don't ever give up, and you will hear from him. And be obedient to the things that you know that there's the things in your life that the seasons have ended. Maybe if it's a friend that you're still holding on to or a job or whatever that you know God is asking you to put that down. Because oftentimes, oh, God, Dr. Mike Murdock, he always pops into my head. He said that God will not give you a new instruction until you follow the last one. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we feel we're not hearing from God because we weren't obedient from the last instruction he gave us. So why would he give us another one for us to not be obedient to that?
I believe that.
So I would check in with, what was the last instruction
he
gave?
I totally, and I do want to hear from him because I feel like the prayers that I pray, they get answered. And I'm just such a huge believer in prayer for that reason because they always come to pass. Even if I'm praying for other people that are non-believers, it comes to pass for them.
Wow.
So I think that my relationship I have with God is so wonderful, but then I'm like, talk to me back.
Yeah.
So I'll just keep at it.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, ladies, well, thank each and every single one of you for calling in on tonight. I will see each and every one of you tomorrow, same time, same place. Good night, everyone.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com. Or call 1-866-920-7020.